Kim smiled as she thought how wonderful it was to be working with Steve, even on something so minor as this. She knew he could have found the mules easily enough without her help. "What did you do with the money?" Steve asked.
"Here in the saddlebag."
It was near midnight when they arrived back at the ranch, leading Valenti's two pack mules. The buckboard was standing in front of the house, and on the porch sat Chuck with a double-barreled shotgun across his lap.
"I may not be all that good for anything else these days," he informed him, "but by the gods, I can bring that bastard down if he tries to get away."
Since the Arrowhead jail was used mainly for the convenience of Saturday night drunks, a sober man would have had no problem kicking his way out in 10 minutes flat. It was no place to try to keep a man in waltz condition. Steve put his team in the livery stable and waited for the stage. The marshal offered him a pair of handcuffs to replace the rope around Walt's wrists. All the way to the county seat, Walt was competing with the stage driver in a cussing contest. Billy's body had been wrapped in a piece of canvas and placed on top of the stage. At the county seat, Steve turned his two burdens over to the sheriff.
"And just exactly who gave you the authority to bring in any prisoners?"
the sheriff snarled.
"You sheepherders, give me more trouble than all the rest of the ranchers in the whole county."
"I don't remember ever seeing you out there trying to settle any trouble we might have," Steve replied.
"I'm wondering if maybe these two cowboys just might have had reason for whatever they did,"
the sheriff retorted. Realizing nothing would be gained by trying to argue with a stupid sheriff who was clearly siding with the cattle ranchers, Steve took the next stage back to Arrowhead.